Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Mormons for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, after covering the Marlins loss to the Giants, this episode of the pod will be dedicated to Skip Schumacher's post-game comments as well as Trevor Rogers. But first, Big Fish Small Pod is presented by MPT College Consulting. You can check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com for all your college consulting needs. That is MPT College Consulting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's start off with the post-game comments with Skip Schumacher.
Yeah, it's over 60% for strike, not one three-ball count. I thought his velocity was really good, using both sides of the plate. Thought Johnny did really good back there with him for his debut. I mean, they were working really well together. The conversations were great. He did enough for us to win today. Another, back-to-back, really good outing for Trevor.
I know you didn't get a chance to see Trevor a ton last year, but how much have you seen him grown in the short amount of time that you have been in this game? He seems like a much more confident pitcher.
Yeah, he's a different pitcher than what I remember when we were facing him. I mean, he was like 97, 98, kind of a two-pitch guy. Now he's pitching, and he has more confidence in his other pitches and not just his fastball. Righties, lefties, the split change has been excellent for him. The fastball command, the sinker with the angle in heater, has been a really good combination for him to keep guys off just the sinker. So, yeah, really impressed with him. He's growing as a pitcher, he lets his defense play behind him. He's been excellent this year.
Despite the loss, are you encouraged just by what the starters have been able to do?
Definitely. This was a really good series for our starters. Started with Cabby, obviously. Excellent start by Ryan, and then, Trevor did enough for us to win against a good lineup. I mean, they had really good right-left splits up and down the lineup. They were tough because, they flip out immediately when you bring in somebody else. They have a really good right-handed lineup, a really good left-handed lineup. So what the guys did, credit to Mel and the pitching guys and the guys following the game plans, and the execution was really, really good.
And just the importance of the starters building off that after and the inconsistency of the first three turns. So after the series is trying to build on that, considering starting pitching is sort of what, like I said, you guys need that to have a chance.
No, you hope that this would turn, and the starting pitching has done that. I mean, they've done, like I said, enough to win. They've kept us in ball games. And Zeus is going to, be back on track soon, and we'll see, AJ, hopefully he feels better tomorrow. But everyone has really turned the corner, in my opinion, and given us a shot to win, and that's all you can ask for. Guys are going six innings, striking out double digits. Today was six or seven. They've done an excellent job.
Because you've talked about him recently in spring a lot, just Della, what makes him so successful when he is like this at the plate?
Yeah, using the whole field. I mean, a guy today had a really good sinker, split kind of slider combination, and instead of trying to beat it to the spot and beat it to the ground to third, he went the other way, line drive, and then an opposite field home run. I mean, when he's using the whole field, he's a really good and dangerous hitter. You see what he can do against righties and lefties. I'm having a tough time not putting him at the top of the order so he gets that extra at bat. He's done an excellent job so far this season.
I think in spring you even mentioned, him and Sanchi came in, they look different. And one of the things you mentioned about Della was his ability to remember.
Yep.
Just how important is that for a hitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's he remembers his previous at bats like last year, and then he remembers like the game planning is a big deal. That's like the separator at the big league level. It's not just talent. everybody's got talent up here. It's the separators, the work, and then the preparation. And Dela has really grown last year and then obviously continued this year. We got to get Sanchez going, definitely. I know there was a run of lefties at the beginning, but you know, he's been taking some good at-bats lately as well. So those are the two guys that I thought would, you know, really take the next step. And you're seeing signs of Sanchez, definitely. Early on, the numbers didn't look right with Dela, but like I said before, like the underlying numbers suggested that he was going to be, you know, pretty good. You know, if he just keeps doing what he's doing, and you know, this series shows what he's all about.
So we didn't get the chance to ask you with Rossmo, but sending Sorry Allen down, what was your guys' message to him?
Yeah, we're going to need him eventually this season. This thing could be quick. The fastball command plus the slider. The slider characteristics just have never gotten right to where it was last year and even in spring training. So just figuring out the slider, because that's what is going to get all the righties out that we need him to do when he gets back up here. And I also think it's a confidence thing. You know, once you give it up a couple times and you're wondering if you can do it still, I know he can do it. Go down there, you know, pitch a couple scoreless, figure out the grip or the mechanics of your slider, get the fastball command better, and he shouldn't be down there too long.
Skip, we were noticing Jazz just kind of messing around with that shoulder. Is that shoulder still bothering him from when he ran to the wall?
Or? Not that I know of. I mean, maybe at times with swings, but there hasn't been, like, you know, much treatment or anything like that for him. I'm sure he feels it on certain swings, but, you know, he's been, you know, taking BP every day. He was out there just like everybody else, taking ground balls and throwing at 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. So he's, the guy's working. That's the thing about that's what's frustrating here is, like, everybody was out there taking ground balls, working at like 10 in the morning after a night game, a long night game. And, you know, the coaches are scrambling, trying to get this thing right. And that's what's, it's difficult because these guys, you know, are fighting their tails off and working. It's just, we're not seeing the wins. And that's what's, you know, the most frustrating.
Now let's hear from the starting pitcher, Trevor Rogers.
I think Pretty and I really had like a solid game plan, like constantly talking in between innings. Really just having that dialogue, hey, what do you want to do here? What do you want to start out with? And it was really good going deeper into the games. And I think really just having all four quadrants at the strike zone where I could go to. And Mel and I talked after the game, and he says, I think you're finally pitching out there. And I was like, it was kind of hard for me to hide my smile right there. So it's something I've been working for. Not trying to just throw the ball, but pitch the ball. So really just dominating all four quadrants of the strike zone with everything.
Can you go into a little bit more about what that means to you personally?
Did
you
decide
trying to hold back a smile?
Yeah, it meant a lot. You know, that's something that I've always wanted to be, is I want to be able to pitch. And I think I've had to learn the hard way of, you know, constantly trying to get that velo and really, like, kind of just gotten hurt in the past, like literally gotten hurt and missing some time. So I think just learning that the hard way, and okay, there's more ways to get outs in this league than just velo. Obviously, I'm not taking anything away from velo. Velo plays anywhere you go, but if you can find multiple ways of getting outs in the zone and going deeper into games, it's huge. And I think I'm finally trying to take that next step and really see some things.
How are you able to develop such a strong relationship with Broderick so quickly? This is a guy that you really haven't had a relationship with coming into tonight's game.
Yeah, I think this was the first time we actually talked and have a conversation today. But, you know, it's just, you got to make him feel comfortable. And, you know, they called him up for a reason. They believed in him. And I believed in him, and just really, once I saw that he was willing to have that dialogue in between innings, and he was engaged, and really he wanted me to do well, and I wanted him to do well, I think that kind of has pushed things forward, I should say.
Back to the comment from Mel, when you talked about the challenges to getting to this point, what was or were some of the biggest challenges you had to go through, and how gratifying is it to start seeing the other side?
Good question. I think not chasing velo and like looking up at the radar gun and like, oh, it's 93, 92, 94. I think in years past, I would see that. But like, oh no, I'm not 96, I'm not 97, how am I going to get out? Some kind of snowball from there. I think being 92, 94, I mean, it's still hard to hit. Margin for error is a little smaller, but it's still hard to hit. And I think really just developing my pitches better, and I can go to them anytime I want. I think the slider is getting better each and every day, and I'm gaining confidence with that. And I think it's huge. I mean, I'm just seeing a lot more things out there, and it's taken me a long time to see those things, and really just take it pitch by pitch and knowing what I'm going to do out there.
You mentioned the mainly fastball changeup. Where are you in terms of your arsenal now and your usage and how you want to use it moving forward?
Yeah, I think, I mean, fastball is always going to play. That's always going to be my bread and butter and pitch off that. And I think my two-seam has really opened up my fastball even more, protecting it, and my changeup as well. I think if I can just complement four seams at the top, two down below, and mixing in some changeups and then sliders if I'm feeling it.
Did you see the rotation series? Cabbie, 6 innings, 10K. Weathers, 6 innings, 10K. You won out away from 6 innings. Just seeing the rotation starting to find its groove, just the importance of that for this team as you guys try to get out of this hole from the start of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge for us. I think every single guy on this staff and in this rotation knows how important it is to go deep into ball games. And we're all competitive guys. We all want to get the ball and go 7, 8, 9 innings. Of course, 9 innings is the goal, but if we get into 6, 7, 8 innings consistently and give our bullpen a little breather, I mean, we're in a really good spot. We're throwing the ball really well right now.
That'll do it for this episode of Big Fish, Small Pot.